Good morning. This is Brother Steve Fisher from the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'm going to be sharing the Daily Inspiration this week, and I want to start this morning with just a story from the Bible. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19 gives us the story of the rich man and Lazarus. It says, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither would they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. First of all, I would like to ask the question, who was this rich man? And who was this beggar? Was he a Jew or one of the people of God? Or who was he? And as we read the story, we find that first of all, he called Abraham a father, which tells us that, yes, he was actually a Jew. He was one of God's people, and so he had God's word, and he had an opportunity. Another place that we see that he was one of God's people, or one of the Jews, the Israelites, was in verse 29, where he says that, where Abraham says to him that they have Moses, talking about his brothers, that they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And so we see that he was an Israelite or a Jew. And so he had an opportunity. And how about the man Lazarus? Well, if we see that he ended up in Abraham's bosom, so he had faith of some sort. He believed in God. He believed in redemption. But also he was at the rich man's gate. So he also was not a heathen. He was a Jew. So now, let's look at what was the rich man's sin? Why did he end up in hell? The Bible doesn't give us a lot of explanation. The only thing we know is that he lived, he was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And so the only thing we know that his sin was that he was rich. Lazarus, and also that he didn't care for the poor. Now, it doesn't say that he didn't give anything to the poor. You know, he may have thrown a chunk of meat to him or something like that every once in a while. It doesn't tell us that. It doesn't say that he never gave Lazarus anything. he may have just to ease his conscience a little bit. He may have just even given him a meal every once in a while. It doesn't tell us that, but we could assume that maybe he would have. But obviously, he didn't take very good care of Lazarus. Lazarus was at his gates full of sores, and maybe he didn't even give him anything. We don't know that. But we do know that that's what it says about him. That, and then as we look at what Abraham said to him, verse 25, Abraham said, "Son, remember," when the rich man called to Abraham to ask for just a drop of water, he said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." So there again, we see that all he did was, he was rich, and he lived sumptuously every day. I'd like to read a verse from Ezekiel. Ezekiel 16, chapter 16, verse 49. And it basically asks the question, verse 48, "As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she not, nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters." And it then asks the question, and it says, what was the iniquity of Sodom? You know, when we think about Sodom and Gomorrah and the way God destroyed them, the first thing that comes to mind is Sodomites or homosexuals. And, you know, obviously they were there. But when we go to Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49, it gives us a description of what was the sin of Sodom. And here it tells it very clearly. It says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters." And then it says, "Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy." So that was the sin that God destroyed Sodom for. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor. And here we see a very clear description of that here in the New Testament, of that being lived out. And the end thereof was that the rich man fared sumptuously every day, and then he was tormented, and Lazarus was comforted. So let us hear the word of God. Him that has ears to hear, let him hear what the word of the Lord is, and let us take warning. God bless you.